Hair is so stigmatized within our community. It's politicized in a way that even in the workplace, many men and women of color have not been able to show up as their fullest self. My name is Ariel Lee, and I am one of the co-founders and CEO of Remain. We really wanted to create a product that would help men and women like us develop a better relationship with their hair. And we thought we could do that through creating clear regimens that would help them stay more consistent with their hair. Rather than flooding the market with more products, we help our users navigate through the market and find products that they love. I think that COVID has been truly a point of just. It's just been difficult. It's been a difficult event for most people, for everyone. And out of difficulty, a lot of times innovation is born. And a lot of times, our diverse experiences and our diverse lived experiences also bring about innovation. When the pandemic hit, our packaged good or the supply chain for it completely disappeared. And as a business with not that much money, and as we saw the tariff rates continue to rise with the pandemic and with different things happening politically, we understood that it would be very difficult for us to continue on making this product. It was either we needed to pivot or we would no longer exist as a company. During the pandemic, the needs of the people that we were serving changed, being that they were stuck indoors and many of them were experimenting with their hair, be it the COVID cuts that they were giving themselves or us playing salon and bleaching our hair. So many people were in need of help and more guidance, and they really wanted to focus more on their hair. And more importantly, just caring for themselves and their identity and feeling confident and comfortable at home. And so we decided to pivot to an all virtual solution because we knew that over a longer period of time with our platform as it grows and matures, we'll be able to provide more value to people. And also we would create a product that was more valuable than the hard good that we had before. We've created an entire taxonomy system for every single product that there is out there. And when we put it into our system, we tag it with a few features. Is this product best for a person that has fine hair? Is this product best for a person that has a lower or a higher porosity? I truly think that having more Black-owned businesses and businesses founded by diverse founders is essential to our country and just the world improving because you need the people who own the institutions and businesses to look like the people that those businesses and institutions serve. It's so important to be able to see that a CEO can be bald, that a CEO can have curly hair, that a CEO can have box braids and still be a CEO and still be professional.